Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have you guys on board. It is the G-Bag Nation on a Labor Day Monday, and we've got some Fan After Dark vibes going down on this G-Bag Nation Monday. I am Fred Davis. That gentleman to my right is none other than the khakis to the khaki Kevin Walker.
How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? I hope you're enjoying your Labor Day festivities.
We absolutely are. And then, of course, my man behind the glass. We had to do a little finagling today. We had to do some player swaps. He went from, first he was doing what, Rangers, then he was doing the morning show, and then he found his way.
I started the morning show and then made my way to Rangers and then made my way down.
Started from the bottom,
here.
Now you're here.
Yeah,
huh? How about that? The one, the only, new guy Jake, a.k.a. Jacob Ray. I like to call it Fred and the Illegitimates, considering both you boys are the same age as my daughter. But that's part of the gig, ladies and gentlemen. We got Wes Welker in the house, rocking the Wes Welker jersey today. How do we feel about khaki Kevin Walker wearing a Patriots jersey on Cowboys game week?
I don't have a Cowboys jersey to wear. So
no?
We traded all the guys that I bought jerseys for.
You don't have a Dak jersey?
No.
No Staubach throwback?
That's the jersey I want.
No Aikman? You have an Aikman jersey?
I don't have an Aikman jersey, actually.
Okay.
I'm only buying jerseys of people that I can't fear of getting traded anymore.
Well, I mean, you could buy a Staubach jersey. He's not getting traded.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I want one. But no, I bought this from a buddy of mine because I just like the colors, and you know I'm a jersey guy, so.
You are a jersey guy. We got our boy, new guy Jake in the back. Jake, no jerseys for you. Are you a jersey guy?
I'm a big jersey guy. Kevin actually came to me when he was going to trade for that jersey, and he was like, how much would you pay for it? I was like, dude, I mean, white receiver from Tech. That's a sick jersey. You don't see it every day.
There's not
like,
a price I wouldn't pay.
Exactly. I think, what did I say? I think I said like 150, right?
Yeah, you said an absurd number. Yeah. That's because it's all stitched. It's a nice little throwback.
Is that a Mitchell & Ness?
No, it's a Nike.
Okay. So what'd you end up paying for it?
You would not be able to guess how I acquired this jersey.
I can guess.
Oh, you know how.
Oh.
You helped me.
Would you give out favors or something like that, or what?
I traded a good friend of mine, Tristan Ryan's, an air fryer for this jersey.
Okay. First, I thought you said you traded your friend for it. I was like, listen, Epstein's Island, calm down on Labor Day. What are we doing?
Air fryer, okay? Air fryer.
Holy mackerel. Okay, well, we've got little baby Epstein over here trading air fryers for people, a.k.a. jerseys. We're just kidding over here. But no, great show planned for today. We're excited about it, and you should be too. You know why? Because, look, it is football week. We are going to have NFL football. Ball this week. I don't know about you guys, but I'm excited about it. And of course, your Dallas Cowboys kick things off on Thursday. I'll ask you two guys, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. Real quick, before we get into that, though, we're all gym guys here. We all go to the gym, sort of, kind of.
Y'all go more than I do.
Okay, I appreciate that honesty. Jake, I know you've walked by a gym at least once or twice.
Come on, Al.
Did you see the
physique? That was fresh on the chest, hey, Fred. Come on now.
So that's fair. That's fair. Look, so here's the deal. They just rearranged my gym, the LA Fitness in Louisville. and there's nothing.
So you go to two different gyms?
I go to two different gyms, and there is nothing.
How much are we spending on both of those gyms combined?
$100. $100. I mean, look, I don't drink. I don't smoke weed anymore. Okay, so with that extra discretionary income, if I, you know, you can't put a price on investing.
Not
in
a
your
bad
body.
Thing to splurge on.
You know what I'm saying? So they just redid my gym, and I'm not happy about it.
Mm.
I'm not happy about
Have
it.
Have you voiced your opinion?
Oh, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, there's nothing they can do. All right, there's nothing. We'll I mean,
move it back.
No, they're not going to do that. I mean. There was an LA Fitness in Coppell. Obviously, I got the one in LA, the one in Louisville. They closed the Coppell location. They brought a bunch of the machines. They rearranged a bunch of stuff, and I don't like it. You can't superset anymore. They
Hate
basically
that.
Just grabbed a bunch of machines and just loaded them on top of each other. Not a fan. Went to a new machine today. It wasn't working correctly. So that all being said, I'm a little bit angry today. Didn't get the pump that I was looking for, but hey, we made it. We made do with what we could. Absolute Recomp is opening up in 3 weeks.
I was going to say, you don't have to wait that long because Recomp's going to be
there. No, it's opening up in Louisville in 3 weeks. This thing's going to look out of control. Me and Blake were looking at the Instagram post the other day. They've got like 350 machines in this thing. They've got lights on top of lights. Instagram models all over the place. I mean, you know, Blake's in there beating them off with a stick for crying out loud. So, or a tripod, whichever one comes first. So, it's an embarrassment of riches, if you know what I mean.
So then I don't feel that bad for you because you only got 3 weeks and then you're okay.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not complaining that it's going to happen, but at the same time, it's like, look, when you have your mind set like, hey, I'm ready to get my pump on, I'm ready to get swole today, I got a radio show this afternoon, like, you know, you got your brain
you get the vibes
right,
going,
dude, you're in your head, and then everything just kind of falls to the wayside.
I will agree with you, though, because when I do work out, I am a superset guy. I'm a superset guy. I like to have a couple of different options, and when I don't have the availability for a superset, then
well, that
it ruins
just
it a little
so
bit.
So many people there today, but like I said, that's another story for another time. So, anywho, all right, we've got a football game week this week. I'm excited about it. I know you guys are too. We are 3 days away. We've got a jaking off segment that we're going to get into some. What we're going to get some props and
jaking around.
What I say? Oh, I know what I already know what I said. But jaking around, is what we're doing later
Fred's,
on today.
Fred's mind's a little out there. This
I, you know, I mean, I'm still in Fan After Dark mode. Okay, so bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. But we're getting some props. You got any cowboy props on there? Or is it all cowboy props?
I got a little bit of everything. So
okay,
love it.
And right now the spread is what 7.5 for Thursday's game?
Should be
last I looked. Yeah, that was
should
what it
be
was.
9.5.
Okay, all right. I may take the Cowboys in the points. I don't know yet. I haven't decided.
Really?
We'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see. I'm excited. Look, I'm geeked about Thursday, and we're going to play some DAC audio here at 2:40.
Love DAC audio.
I've been saying this for the last couple days. I said this with Blake on Thursday. I said, me and Blake talked about it Thursday. We talked about it on Saturday, and then I talked about it with CA yesterday. On one hand, I get it. Guys aren't going to come out, and it's not like they're going to be sitting there all bummed out and everything else about, you know, Micah being gone.
Right.
But I don't get the sense.
Nope. I don't either.
That this team's like, oh my God, we lost Micah.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I kind of get the sense that maybe Dak was kind of at the head of, hey, are we sure that this is exactly the guy we need to be paying all this money to? I mean, they talk about whenever they signed Dak, they signed him, you know, also because of his leadership and all those different things. And it was clear that they had questions about Micah's leadership. So there is a part of me that questions if Dak was kind of like, hey, how much do we need a Micah Parsons?
Well, I mean, like what, too?
From a leadership, from a team standpoint, yeah, I think so a little bit, maybe.
Look, I don't know that Dak, I mean, Jerry's made it pretty clear. Jerry ain't running nothing by anybody.
Well, I'm not saying that his word's final or anything, but I do believe in that presser that Jerry said that they talked to the leadership council of the players a little bit, and I mean, to your point, Trayvon said, you know, Trayvon put some stuff on social. I think Wanya put some stuff on social. Different guys have put some stuff on social. And what we did hear from Dak wasn't like exactly the same sentiment.
No, I mean, look, are you going to have guys with the memes and, you know, sorry to see you go and, you know, good luck in Green Bay and we'll see you in week 4? I mean, yeah, look, you're going to have that. But it's like somebody pointed out, and I can't think who it was. can't remember if it was Machota or somebody that tweeted this out. Maybe it was Nick Harris that tweeted this out last night. You know, Trayvon was playing ping pong with Maris Lewifau, right? I mean, or maybe, no, I'm sorry, it was Calvin Watkins that did this. You know, everybody in the locker room was back to, you know, Osa was doing his thing. Calvin, Kenny Clark was talking to other people, you know, and you know, getting to know people in the locker room. So, you know, as much as we're upset or as much as the idea that, you know, how could you let a quote unquote, and you know, me and CA talked about this yesterday, stop calling Micah a generational talent. All right. I'm done listening to people call Micah a generational talent. All right. Is he a great pass rusher? Absolutely. But he's not a generational talent.
Well, if he was a generational talent, then why would we be discussing him amongst the likes of T.J. Watt and Myles Garrett and comparing him 1 through 3 on how that fits?
Because those are other great players.
Great players, I agree, but there's a difference between great and generational. Could we agree?
Okay, well, do generational players get ran on the way he does? Do generational players not show up in the playoffs?
I mean, those are great points. That's my point, though, is that he's not necessarily a generational guy. There's other guys
so
in the league.
You agree with that? You agree
That's
with
what
that?
I'm saying.
Okay.
There's other guys in the
you're
league.
You're confusing me, Kevin. I wasn't sure where you were going with that.
Okay, well, what I was trying to say is if he was a generational guy, then why do we compare him against the T.J. Watts and the Myles Garrett? Not saying they're not great, but there's a difference between great and generational.
I think I hear what you're saying on that one. Okay, this is what Dak had to say about the Micah trade.
Yeah, I was. I can't say I was completely surprised, but I definitely didn't think he was going to get traded. I'll say that. But just with the way that their negotiations went down, obviously, to some extent, I mean, hell, y'all were asking me questions. It seemed like it got personal on their ends. So, like, that's why I wasn't surprised. But, yeah.
Okay, and so, you know what, and I'll say this, it does kind of harken back to something you just said as far as maybe, you know, not necessarily that they, hey, Dak, we're going to run this by you, but yeah. More of, hey, just giving you a heads up, Dak, we're about to trade Micah, you know, and maybe Shoddy did it, who knows, because he said he wasn't, you know, he heard about it, but he wasn't surprised when it was all said and done, and so maybe that's kind of him just tipping his hat a little bit, but... Again, it's now on one hand, it's not like anybody's going to go Tank Lawrence or Malik Hooker on this, right? And look, maybe we'll hear something. Maybe we'll start to hear more stories. We've already heard the unnamed source that came out the other day and said that, you know, Dak was furious because of the way the podcast was done and what have you. And look, on some cases, I could kind of see that.
Oh, I could definitely understand that.
Right. And you know, you won't talk to the media after a game, but then you'll go out and talk on your podcast. And I know it's been talked ad nauseum about how. When you know the loss 2 years ago to the Packers, and then boom, he's got Jordan Love on his podcast. You know what? A week or two after that. So from that, all you know, look, tell you all that to tell you this: it's done. It's over with. There's going to be days where there's going to be games where you would love to have number 11 on the field. But I said this to Blake on Saturday, and I'm going to stick to this. You are banking on your coaching staff. You are banking on the improvement of what a Kenny Clark can do. Kenny Clark isn't going to fix all that ails this defense. Let me make that painfully clear. All right. Kenny Clark is not the band-aid to the run defense. Is he going to make your run defense better? Yes. Does that mean that all of a sudden you're going to go from giving up 120 yards a game to 80 yards a game? I doubt it. But it would be cool if it did. But does this mean that maybe now you free up some linebackers? Maybe he's taking on double teams that, say, a guy like a Mazi didn't take up before, right? So are there things about, you know, is he going to free up Osa a little bit more? Is he going to free up the Marshawn Nealands, who, you know, we think are probably going to be a little bit better against the run than what we saw with the Micah Parsons? So, you know, this is going to, I think, embolden some of the guys. And one other point, these guys get paid too. Yeah. And on the... If I'm Matt Eberflus, if I'm and look, we know Shoddy loves to win the press conference. We know Shoddy's all about motivation. I'm here for it. I don't know how much they're going to talk about in the locker room. This, according to the media, and I would look at Dante Fowler, I would look at Nealon, I would look at James Houston, and I would look at Azaraku, and I would tell these guys, according to the defense or according to the media, you guys can't get to the quarterback. Because we've lost Micah Parsons, the five of you combined might as well not even play on Sunday.
We don't have a pass rush.
We have
to the
zero
media.
Pass rush thanks to, because apparently Micah took all the pass rushing with him, and now all of a sudden you five might as well be chopped liver.
I think you brought up Azaraku. I think he's the guy that I have my eye on. He could take a massive leap with all those guys you have on the line, I think Ezeraku could be a standout guy. Now, to what degree, I don't know.
It's going to take some time.
But he's shown a lot of flash.
Well, look, I don't disagree with you on that. I think we heard more good stuff coming out from him in training camp than we did in the actual games. I mean, I preseason-wise, I mean, look, I'll be honest with you. I thought Tyrus Wheat had a...
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Better preseason game showing than what we saw at Donovan Ezeraku. Now, that being said, I mean, does that mean we're going to poo-poo on Donovan Ezeraku and not expect him to be much? No, of course not. I think James Houston is going to flash a little bit more than people think early on.
I agree.
Dante Fowler, just because he's been there, done that. And I think Marshawn Nealand is a guy that I think he's going to start on Thursday. I mean, I don't think they've announced anything as far as who starters are just yet, but I think you're going to see Marshawn on one side, Dante Fowler, and I think you're going to see a lot of James Houston, surprisingly enough. Look, the thing about James Houston, and we'll get out of here with this, at least from the Cowboys' perspective, and we'll talk more about this here later on the program. James Houston's been here, done that before. James Houston has registered 8 sacks in a season in the National Football League before, right? So with Donovan Ezeraku, I think, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time. I think he's going to be a situational third down pass rusher, and they're going to kind of like lean him in, you know, kind of let him kind of grow into that role.
Yeah.
And which is fine.
Yeah, you don't have to rush him in.
See, that's the beauty of why, you know, and say what you will, but having 5 defensive ends, I think, benefits a guy like a Donovan Ezeraku because, again, I don't need you necessarily playing on first and second downs. I can have you on third downs where, hey, just go get the quarterback.
Yeah.
Right? And then I can have a James Houston, I can have a Dante Fowler, I can have a Marshawn Neal, and then we're leaving Sam Williams out of it, who to me is kind of the wild card in all of this anyway. All right, we've got a huge show for you guys today. Hopefully you guys are as excited about it as I am. We've got Jordan Schultz coming up next, talking all things National Football League, one of the best national writers in all of the NFL. Of course, we'll talk a little bit more about the Cowboys here and kind of what does this Thursday look like? What are some expectations? We're also going to take a trip around the National Football League. Fantasy football is almost here, boys and girls. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We got Khaki's Kicks. We got Jakin' Around. And am I on Team Nico now? Maybe. Maybe. Because I'll tell you what, I'm tired of my man getting slandered. And PJ Washington... All you baby mamas and baby daddies out there, why don't you put some respect on your children's names, okay? Because there's something to be said for that. Coming up next, Jordan Schultz talking all things National Football League. Don't go anywhere. This is the G-Bag Nation.
It is the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. I'm Kevin Walker alongside Fred Davis filling in for the G-Bag Boys. Taking Labor Day off, but we will have you until 6:30, leading you into Rangers pregame. Jacob Ray behind the glass taking care of things. Should be getting our boy Jordan Schultz on the show here in a second. Just waiting on that. Hope y'all are having a fantastic Labor Day, doing all the different festivities. 877-881-1053. Text us in. Let us know what you got going on. It's a beautiful day today. Don't have to worry about any rain or nothing like that. So,
no, I've certainly enjoyed the day today. It's been a busy day as well. Had a call first thing this morning, so was up late last night doing a little work. And so, no, it's been a – I'll tell you what I have enjoyed about a day like today, though, is that the weather – or excuse me, not the weather, but the traffic,
no traffic.
Or lack thereof
– no traffic.
Has been absolutely scot-free today. So beautiful. I know I'm a big fan of that. Anytime you can bebop around DFW with no problems is always a good thing.
I could not agree more. I mean, I drove all the way from Granbury this morning in an hour and 15 minutes versus an hour 45. So,
all right, without further ado, let's jump out of the D&M Leasing Hotline. Welcome to the program. Absolutely one of the best around. I don't care what sport you're talking about, but certainly when it comes to talking all things pigskin, one of the best in the business, the insider himself, Mr. Jordan Schultz. Mr. Jordan Schultz, no stranger of doing labor on Labor Day. Appreciate your time today on this Labor Day weekend. Number one, let's just get right to it. What did you been hearing about this Micah trade? How this whole thing came about, and kind of a second part of that, with Mulugeta being both, you know, Micah's representation as well as George Pickens, what, you know, depending upon what the season plays out, but if he plays well, what's the likelihood that, you know, that relationship with the Cowboys isn't fractured to where he could possibly re-sign again?
No, I'll start with the second part just because I don't think it's going to be necessarily a big issue.
Okay.
You know, I understand that Jerry wants to run this system the way that he wants, and he has as much power as any owner in the league. But David Mulugeta has as much power as any agent in the league. And when it comes to someone like George Pickens, I think clearly, you know, he's going to be a significant part of this offense, a focal point for Dak. And if he has the type of year that obviously Cowboys fans hope, then it would make a lot of sense to extend him, considering his age and, you know, hopefully production. The first part, to me, the trade itself made no sense to me, but it made extra no sense and because of when they did it. You know, they could have gotten more for him in March or April, and let's just say hypothetically they wanted to wait until the season. You know, let's say they're a month into the season, and suddenly a team that maybe wasn't playing – or was playing significantly better than they thought they would, now all of a sudden they want to go all in. Well, maybe they can get two ones and a two, or two ones and a three, or, you know, just more capital in general, another asset. You know, I know they really like Kenny Clark. He's a really good player. He's been an all-pro. He's 30 years old. But to me, the fact that they did this move now is really the biggest problem. It's also the fact that, look, they still have him under contract for another year.
Right.
You know, there is no rush. And so it's almost as if, and I don't want to make too much into the documentary that came out, but I have watched it. I thought it was fantastic. But it's almost as if Jerry was saying, I want to do a huge curveball and shock the world.
Man, look, you took the words right out of my mouth, because I said this over the weekend, and I just felt like it seemed, and Gavin Dawson, who you've talked to here on the G-Bag, kind of said the same thing, was like, you know, did he get some kind of like, hey, I've got to make a splash again? And then, you know, the thing about Charlotte that I thought was interesting when she said, look, we don't have that many more next years left. Do you just get the sense maybe that here in this front office, like, look, they're maybe putting their chips to the table, even though a little bit more than they usually would, considering that, you know, I mean, look, Jerry is 83 years old.
I don't know. I mean, in theory, that makes sense, but it's also just like, you know, the fact that they said it was a unanimous decision and that then Shoddy comes out and says, yeah, it was unanimous with the coaches as well. I just have a hard time believing that when you're talking about one of the great players in the NFL at a marquee position who probably hasn't even maxed out his own potential yet at 26 years old. I mean, this was supposed to be, this is supposed to be a really improved team. And I actually thought going into this year that they were a sleeper to win the division, just because as badly as things went last year from an injury standpoint, I thought that if they could stay healthy this year, that they would challenge a Philadelphia and challenge a Washington. So I'm still dumbfounded by it. I've gone back and analyzed it 100 times, and every time I try to think about Dallas's perspective on why they did it and why they felt they had to do it, it just does not add up.
Jordan Schultz joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. Jordan, I know you get a lot of messages from NFL execs and GMs. Did you kind of get a sense that this package from Green Bay, along with the deal getting done, was the only option available for Dallas? Do you kind of think there was something else available?
No, I think there was. I think there were other. There was. If they had been more patient, I think there was more. I'm not saying it would have been a drastically better offer, but there were other offers to consider that I don't believe they really did consider. In other words, they've been talking to Green Bay, obviously, for a while now. And the framework of this trade, I think, has been in place. They had to make sure that Green Bay could get the deal done, which, you know, 4 years, 188 with 135 guaranteed, obviously is a, you know, pretty price to pay. And they end up paying him 47, which is six more than Watt. But the onslaught of texts that I received over the ensuing hours from different people around the league, and I put out a few on Twitter. I just launched a YouTube channel. Check it out. Little shameless
go
plug.
Go for it. Hey, 100%.
I put some out on there as well. But I'm just going to read you a couple that were telling to me. One was, why on earth would you do this now and not in March? Beyond idiotic. But my favorite one was quite to the point. It said, quote, this is from an NFC executive, the Cowboys make no effing sense. And that's the one that, to me, probably stands out the most because it's so to the point. And I think, and you guys would know this way better than me, but I would imagine that by and large, all Cowboys fans probably felt the same way.
No, they absolutely do. But I mean, look, you've been covering football long enough and you've, you know, been in the upper echelon of this for a while. Jerry Jones still operates to the beat of his own drum, right, wrong, or indifferent. And I mean, look, you probably spend a lot more time around other owners than I ever have. When you've been around Jerry, when you've been around other owners, I mean, is there anybody that comes close to doing the things he does? And then not only does he do them the way he wants to do them, but then we'll sit there and explain to you ad nauseum as to why he did it, whether it makes any sense or not. But by God, he's going to stand on business, as the kids like to say.
We got to stop the run. You know, we got to stop the run. You know, we got to stop the run. I mean, how many times is he going to say that in a different iteration? Jerry, of course, he is the owner of all owners, but you know, you have other owners that operate really like strangely. For example, Mike Brown in Cincinnati, that's a different, much different version.
Right.
And I'd rather have someone like Jerry who at least up until this point has been predictable, where he takes things to the finish line, CD, Dak, and then pays him. I thought it was interesting that, you know, a couple days after the Micah trade, they extend Deron Bland.
Yeah.
I love Deron Bland, and it's a great story of a fifth-round pick. But instantly, I thought, well, Deron Bland has an agent. What's the difference? You know, I mean, Jerry talks about wanting to negotiate with the player directly, and obviously he did and felt he had a deal with Micah. But he has to understand that at some point, the agent, especially in today's day and age, and especially someone with as much juice as David Mulugeta, is going to play a significant role.
One thing about this Green Bay move now, and look, I've got a handful of buddies that are Green Bay fans, and you know, look, we had Peter Bukowski join us the other day. I mean, to me, this—if anything, this puts pressure on Jordan Love. Like, look, we've given you everything now. I mean, hell, Aaron Rodgers is probably pissed off, right? I mean, hey, you never gave me a pat. Now, you know, he had Clay Matthews, but you know, you never made a bombastic move like that. You certainly never got me a first round wide receiver like you did. You know, from what you've seen. You know, is this team ready to take that next step? And then also, too, I don't think enough has been made about the fact that Robert Saleh came on and helped that defense out in the last half of last season when that team kind of made a resurgence on the defensive side of the ball. I don't know that enough's been said about that.
The Packers, I already thought they were a legit Super Bowl team. You add Michael Parsons, and they become one of the favorites for okay. sure. You know, the combination of Rashawn Gary and Michael Parsons is going to be freaking awesome, man. It really is. And if you're a Dallas fan, obviously you're sick about the trade. You're sick about trading him to the NFC. But that defense, that front, I think is going to be pretty special. They have a good secondary. I think Edgerrin Cooper is one of these young linebackers that is going to really, really pop. And the fact that you mentioned Jordan Love, they've gotten him weapons. You know, whether it's Dontayvion Wicks, Jaden Reed, I know he's been recovering from an injury, but really good young player. Obviously, you mentioned Matthew Golden. Tucker Kraft had a terrific year last year, the tight end, and then a real running game, a real offensive line. There's not a lot of holes. I think Jeff Hafley, the defensive coordinator, you know, he's going to be in his bag this entire season because of what he can do now with that pass rush. So Green Bay, I mean, that division is brutal. I think you could argue that the NFC North is probably the best division in the league, certainly one of them. And I'm really excited about, you know, that entire division, whether it's Chicago, Detroit, or Minnesota. But Green Bay, you mentioned Salah with what he did last year, but that there's just no holes. And I think Matt LaFleur has really emerged legitimately as one of the not just great young coaches, but you could probably make a list of any list, and he has to be in the top five to top, what, eight of the best head coaches in the league?
Jordan, I do want to talk a little college football. I know you put a couple of tweets out about some NFL GMs commenting on guys like Caleb Downs or other guys on the Ohio State team. Maybe what were some NFL GMs thinking after the performance of some Texas players, maybe one specifically in Arch Manning?
Yeah, you know, it's so, like, the amount of praise that was heaped upon Arch, he would have had to have an all-time game to live up to it. And he did not have a good game, and I know it's unfortunate. I'm not ready to say, you know, he's not the guy or that he's not a super special prospect. There was just way too much hype for a guy that started two games. I talked to one scout about this, and he basically said that from what he's seen with Arch, you know, mechanically he's always been sound. Physically, he's a beast. You know, he's got perfect tools, but from the first throw of the game, he short-armed a ball, and he never got in a rhythm. I don't know what it was about the play calling, but it didn't seem like they were ever in any offensive flow, and I don't think either quarterback really was their best self. You mentioned the entire kind of just all the prospects in that game. The guy that stood out the most to me, and I think to everyone I talked to, was Caleb Downs. He's like, he's becoming a mythical-like figure in Columbus, whether it's an Eric Berry or Earl Thomas type of player. He is really, really special. And I thought he single-handedly changed the game, thought he was incredible. His instincts, he was just awesome. And that's exactly the type of defender that Matt Patricia likes. You know, one of these guys that can just roam the field and make a ton of plays. So, yeah, I mean, going back to Arch just to close the loop, I'm curious, like, are Cowboy fans or Texas fans in general just, are they panicking to saying, oh, we didn't respect Quinn Ewers enough, or is it just one game?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good point. As a Texas fan, I'm okay. I know that you're going to be facing Matt Patricia. It's a tough Ohio State team. You already mentioned it, Caleb Downs. They're stacked all across. I did want to ask, is there maybe a couple of college players that GMs or scouts are looking at that maybe the media is not talking about necessarily?
Yeah, Well, first of all, I don't. These aren't sleepers, but obviously you saw South Carolina last night. You saw Nick Harbor, 6'5", 235, runs 4.3. He's a sicko. I mean, that guy is unreal. And I think the real wild card in the draft, not just for a quarterback but anybody, is Lenore Sellers.
It really is, isn't it?
Yeah, he was really good. And, you know, whether he's not as – he hasn't – another one of these guys hasn't played a ton of college football, but – 20 years old, pushing 6'4", 230, and can run. I had one pretty significant quote, you know, basically just called him a cheat code from an executive. So that was pretty awesome. I was really impressed with those two. I'm going to give you a couple other names on the West Coast just because I'm a Seattle guy, and West Coast players, seems like we never get enough love. But Go watch Washington. They have a combo at running back and wide receiver. Jonah Coleman, I think he's probably the second best running back in the country.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Had 170 yards, a couple touchdowns, and then Denzel Boston, who's about 6'4", 225 himself, and was overshadowed the last couple years.
Is that David's kid?
Yeah, it's actually not, but
okay.
He plays like David Boston.
Okay, fair
enough.
Because
he's the same type of – he looks like a freak of nature where he's just physically so strong that
okay.
He can run. Those two guys, skill position-wise, really excited about. And then the only other – I'll give you one more name just because, you know, he hasn't been mentioned maybe as much as he should, but Garrett Nussmeier, the quarterback from LSU, as if he has the type of year that I think he can, he's going to be in the conversation, certainly in the top five, but potentially as a number one pick.
Real quick, and I saw the interview you did, you posted it, and we'll get your YouTube page here in just a second, but you talked about Dan Campbell. Is there a bigger question mark? And you mentioned the NFC North, and look, I agree with you. I think the NFC North is just a from storyline to what each team has question mark wise. And I don't mean question mark in a bad way, but just like, you know, could be boom or bust. But let's call it what it is. You got Dan Campbell, who has had Ben Johnson. He's had Aaron Glenn. Both of them became head coaches. All the talent is still there. But, I mean, let's be real. Unless you're a sicko, do we really know, I mean, what John Morton offensively, what his game plan and what his scheme's going to look like? What can we expect from this Detroit Lion football team, especially when you talk about one of the more difficult schedules in the NFL?
Schedule's tough, and obviously losing Ben Johnson's tough. But, you know, I spent the day there about 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, and really impressed. Listen, everyone tells you in the preseason, they all tell you that they have a great team, and this guy looks amazing, and look at how impressive my quarterback is. But I think because we've seen the Lions have success, it adds credence to it. But Dan Campbell specifically said that Jared Goff took a big leap this year. And I said, what do you mean by that?
Yeah.
Because obviously he's had a lot of success. And he just said, just the maturity, the leadership, everything about him feels better. And that, to me, matters a lot, especially when Ben Johnson's gone. And then when you add in this receiver from Arkansas, this third rounder, Isaac Tesla, I believe I pronounced it right. They were hyping him up like crazy when I was there. And then he went berserk in the preseason the next 2 weeks, and you understand why. So they're going to have three bona fide receivers with him, Jameson Williams, St. Brown, and then obviously Laporta and the two running backs. Really good offensive line. So I don't really have any questions about Detroit. The new defensive coordinator, Calvin Shepard, really good, former linebacker from LSU. They have good personnel. It'll look different, of course. And nobody sure. is as creative as Ben Johnson, but they feel to me like they're going to be right there again.
All right, 30 seconds. One, is Trent McDuffie going to get a deal done with Kansas City at some point? And tell me I'm not crazy for picking the Seahawks to win the NFC West.
Okay, so I'm from Seattle. Seahawks going to be really good. I don't know if I'm ready to go there just yet okay. because I think the Rams, as long as Stafford is healthy.
Dude, he's a back injury really away from tough. Being done for the year. You know that.
That's true, 100%. That's true. But I love where you're at with Seattle, and I think the guy that's going to really pop this year is Boye Mafe, fourth-year pass rusher, Minnesota. Really good young player they love. And then the first part was which one?
Trent McDuffie. Trent McDuffie.
Oh, no. McDuffie's going to wait. They're going to wait. Obviously, they just did a few huge deals. Yeah. McDuffie will be next year. I can tell you that pretty definitively.
Fair enough. Tell us where we can find the YouTube page at and where we can find you on all the socials.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely.
Check out the Schultz Report, yep, on obviously my socials, but also on YouTube. I would appreciate some feedback, good, bad, or indifferent. And next time I come back, I'll expect a detailed scouting report on why the Schultz Report is good or bad.
Oh, hey, I'm going to check it out this week. You can best believe that. Hey, man, I appreciate you getting back to me when you did. And, look, let's have a wonderful 2025 NFL season, my friend.
Sounds good, guys. Anytime. Thank you.
There you have it. The one, the only, Jordan Schultz. Check him out. You will be glad that you did. A lot to talk about as far as what he had to say. We'll get into some more Cowboys stuff. Your text messages more. Don't go anywhere. This is the G-Bag Nation. Appreciate that new guy, Jake. You know, the one thing about Labor Day, I mean, it's a great day for having the day off, and it's a great day to, you know, chill with the fam. It's the unofficial end of summer, right? I mean, let's call it what it is. It's the unofficial end of summer. You guys know the old adage, you can't wear white after Labor Day. After Labor Day. Can't wear white after Labor Day.
You good there, Fred?
Got a little tongue twisted, boys.
Can't yeah, today is, I saw that today is the meteorology first day of fall.
Huh? What? I mean, yeah. What do you mean meteorology? What are you
like,
talking about?
Meteorologists are considering this like the first day of fall. I saw a tweet that said that, so it has to be true.
Well, I mean, that dovetails with what I just said, that it is the unofficial end of summer.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but the autumn solstice, as the kids call it, September 21st.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I looked up at my phone last night and saw it was 2 a.m. I was like, dude, it must be like daylight savings. Last night went so fast. I like got in bed at like 11:30, watched some YouTube, and it was 2 a.m. just like that.
So you just doom scrolled your life away for 2.5 hours, basically.
Well, it happens pretty much every night, so yeah.
I think that says more about you, new guy, Jake. I think that says more about you. 877-881-1053. When was the last time you sat in your bed for 2.5 hours?
Doom scrolling catches us all.
I've never doom scrolled for 2.5 hours.
I definitely have.
At night. Now, maybe it's because I'm older, but I mean, look, I'm at the stage now where I hit the bed. I'm out. I'm done.
I wish.
I'm done.
I really do. I wish as well.
Your boy's 80.
Because I also can't fall asleep with, like, the TV on. Like, some people can. Some people can. If there's a show on, I'm watching it.
I'm starting to trend in that territory myself. Have you tried doing the whole white noise?
You know what? You know, no disrespect to Louisiana, but I did fall asleep watching the Hurricane Katrina documentary last night, so... For some reason, whenever there's something on, and it's like, I love watching like war documentaries and anything. If I need to like lock in and really focus on something,
yeah,
I'm out like that.
Interesting.
It's weird. It's weird.
It's really must be my ADHD.
To hear.
It's really good to hear.
Somebody's calling me out here on the text line, 877-881-1053. From the 321, Fred might be lying about not taking any Oski Woski.
No. I will back that.
Look, let me just see here. I've got a counter that I've been using.
Are we on day or are we on months at this point?
Well, I mean, it's been 2 months, but I count the days. I am on day 76 of the Oski Woski summer detox. So.
And it showed.
No, it does. I'm, and you know what? I'll tell you what, for all my potheads out there, do you gain weight after you quit smoking weed? Okay. That is a real question I want to ask all my Tolos and fatties out there that have taken a break and or quit the Oski Woski. Did you gain weight after smoking pot? So I've gained, I was 218 when I quit smoking back in June or whatever it was, and I am now at two. I weighed myself the other day, 229.
Now, is that pure muscle?
229. I mean, look, I've definitely hit the gym harder, but I've also been eating a little bit more as well. So, which again, I know that probably surprised some people, like, oh, who eats more after they quit smoking? I do. So, yeah, so 229, but yeah, I didn't know if that was a thing or not, if that was normal or to be expected. So let us know on that front. We got some of your text messages. We'll get to that in the 3 o'clock hour. But this was from, first of all, Jordan Schultz, absolutely tremendous.
That was fantastic.
What a great guy.
That was great.
What a great guy as well. For a guy that's got, you know, nearly 500,000 followers on all of his social media channels, couldn't have been a nicer guy. Was super cool to Jake on the phone because he was a couple minutes behind. Apologized for it. So good stuff from him. And our boy Jake's going to cut that up.
You can find it on Odyssey Podcast as well.
Took the word right out of my mouth. Go check it out on G-Bag Nation. You will be glad that you did. But real quick about Dak, he had a couple things to say yesterday, the day before, about Micah getting traded. And this was something that a lot of people, and look, this has been a consensus across the board. Well, this team's not better. You weren't going to a Super Bowl, but you're not any better. So I don't understand the long-term ramifications of it. Dak, when asked if this team is better after getting rid of Micah.
I mean, we added a great player. Obviously got some picks for the future. I'm not going to say we're better. We've got to go out there and prove it. We'd have to prove it even if he was on this team. So I'm not going to say that by any means. But I know adding a guy like Kenny Clark, adding a true leader, a real man that's going to only elevate this team, who's been a Pro Bowl player and is excited about being here. I know our focus right now is Philly. I think that's everybody's focus in that locker room. I don't think anybody's hung up on that. As I said, there's enough news and enough media about it. I think as much as anything, it's good that a solution happened. And obviously, Micah got paid. Got paid very well, and great for him and his family, and we'll see him here in about a month. So just honestly glad that I can't say glad, but yeah, glad that we're moved past that, and everybody seems happy because of it.
Oh, did he say the quiet part out loud?
I think we heard the same.
Did Dak just say the quiet? I'll tell you what, and look, I'm not gonna pretend like, hey, Dak's the end all be all, but that
when he speaks, it matters.
Well, yes and no. Because sometimes Dak can be very generic in the things he says, right? Dak is a master at not saying anything.
But he's articulate as well.
No, he is. But there was some emotion. Not like over the top emotion, but I'll tell you right now, for somebody, and I've been listening to Dak talk now, I mean, especially, you know, intently since I've been here at the Fan for the last year plus. And when you can tell when Dak's thinking of the right thing to say, right? Because Dak is very measured in how he goes about talking, especially with the media. Play that back one more time, because I'm going to tell you right now, Dak's a bit, and look, I'm a big and aw guy. You didn't hear a lot of and aws from Dak in this last cut.
I mean, we added a great player. Obviously got some picks for the future. I'm not going to say we're better. We've got to go out there and prove it. We'd have to prove it even if he was on this team. So I'm not going to say that by any means. But I know adding a guy like Kenny Clark, adding a true leader, a real man that's going to only elevate this team, who's been a Pro Bowl player and is excited about being here. I know our focus right now is Philly. I think that's everybody's focus in that locker room. I don't think anybody's hung up on that. As I said, there's enough news and enough media about it. I think as much as anything, it's good that a solution happened. And obviously, Micah got paid very well, and great for him and his family. And we'll see him here in about a month. So just honestly glad that, I can't say glad, but yeah, glad that we're moved past that, and everybody seems happy because of it.
True leader, real man.
I'll tell you what, he ums and ahs with the best of them. I'm an and aw guy, so I can't, you know, look, I got him a love for Dak from that standpoint. But there was a little more oomph behind what he was saying, because he's glad, and again, he said the quiet part out loud, a little bit of a Freudian slip where he said, I'm glad it's over. No, he's glad. I'm not going to say he's glad that Mike is gone.
But he's glad it's over.
But I think there's a part of him that's glad Mike is gone. And I'm just reading between the lines here. Maybe I'm speculating here. Maybe I'm being a little too dramatic about it. But there's just something about, I've listened to enough of Dak before where it just seems like, and again, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. And I do believe, I'm not going to say it's addition by subtraction, but I don't think it's quite the minus of him getting leaving that locker room as it's been made out to be across the board. All right, 1 hour in the books. My goodness. All right, let's take a trip around the National Football League. We're 4 days away from the National Football League. Let's look at some of the games that are on the horizon, some injury reports, as well as we've also got some fantasy football stuff to get into as well, plus a little bit of Khaki's Kicks. Huge 3 o'clock hour in the program. This is the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.